Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. My wife produced actually two really good topics for the show. I don't know if I'll get to both of them today, but I'm getting to one right now. This is something she found on a self-defense website. And I don't remember how she got there, but it was through a group that she belongs to, I believe. This actually happened. Now, what I'm about to share with you is an actual event. What I'm not going to tell you is how it turned out. I'm going to give you half the story, and then I'm going to give you a chance to respond. This is, what do you do when you see something? And questions about putting your own safety in jeopardy to help others. A woman and her infant child, I'll take the R out of infant, a woman and her infant child were parked outside a small, A woman and her infant child were parked outside a small electronics store on a busy thoroughfare in the suburban city where I work. She was waiting to provide a ride home to her sister and her best friend, both of whom were working in the store. Okay, so she's parked outside a small electronics store. Her sister and her best friend both work in there. 5 minutes before closing, another car pulled into the parking lot. It was occupied by two men. She thought it was strange because it backed into a parking space facing the store and because it had no license plates either front or back. Even though it was strange, the car was a Lexus and it didn't seem out of place in the wealthy suburb. The woman watched as one of the men entered the store while the other stayed in the car with the engine running. The man in the store asked some unusual questions about a remote control, looked around the store thoroughly, and then left a couple of minutes later without buying anything. He returned to the parked car and sat down in the passenger seat. The woman, with the infant child, still unnoticed by the men, then watched as the two men in the car pulled ski masks down over their faces and got out of the car together to walk into the store. Okay, she now realizes she's witnessing a robbery. She has two loved ones in there. Okay. So what does she do? She wanted to protect her sister and her best friend inside, but she didn't want to endanger her infant child in the back seat. Again, this is not a hypothetical scenario. This did happen. Okay. Before I tell you what she did, I want you to think about what you would do. Now, the guy writing this goes on. The woman told me that she couldn't live with the thought that her sister and friend could be killed. She's not carrying a gun. She's not carrying a gun. The woman told me that she couldn't live with the thought that her sister and her friend could be killed. She took a risk. Here's what she did. She simultaneously turned on her car's lights and called her sister on her cell phone. So she called her sister in the store on the cell phone, and she hit these guys with the lights to let them know that they were being seen. While she is a young woman in a car with a baby. I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to tell you how this turned out. Do you think she did the right thing or the wrong thing? And what would you have done? I think this is a fascinating study. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Jason has a bad feeling about how this turns out. And it's not making him happy. Do you think she did the right thing or she did the wrong thing? She alerted the would-be robbers who just donned ski masks to enter a store where her best friend and sister are working inside. I'm not going to tell you whether this turned out, how this turned out. I want to see if you think she did the right thing. Is that an unnecessarily dangerous risk that she put herself and her infant child in? Or in calling, did she do the right thing? And her goal was, hey, I know you're there. You should leave now. What would you have done? And this is a very different answer for men and women. I understand that. For most men, I think this is a very different answer. Jason, if you're not a woman and it's your wife and her best friend and you have one of your kids in the car and you don't have a gun, what would you do? Would you do what she did? You wouldn't. You would get out? Okay. 406-1360. It would be interesting to hear from women what they would have done. Do you think she did the right thing? I actually think this is one of those, and you'd have your kids call 911. I'd like to hear from women on this. Do they think she did the right? I'd like to hear from men or women. See, everybody, nobody wants, I knew if I did it this way, everybody was going to be nervous. Well, no, I want to know how it turns out. Well, I'm not going to tell you that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. She hit her headlights and let the guys with the ski masks know they were spotted. Obviously, this puts her and her infant child in risk that they'll just turn on her. That may or may not have happened. Do you think she did the right thing? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, go ahead.
I understand exactly why she did what she did, but she did the right thing in calling her sister in the building. What I would have done if I was her, wait for those guys to walk out of their car, go, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, you are now roadkill, have a nice day.
I hadn't thought of that. Do you think it was smarter to call her sister rather than call 911?
Yes, because 911 takes a little while to get there, and her sister's right there. Pick up a bat, pick up something, pick up, be ready.
Or hide or whatever. Yeah, tipping off her sister, look, bad guys are coming in the store. So you agree with that part. You don't agree with her drawing attention to herself?
Not with an infant in the car.
Okay, thanks
That's
a
crazy.
Lot. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Andrew says he likes the part about alerting her sister in the store so she knows bad guys are coming in. Hopefully she doesn't panic. But that it was wrong, it was crazy, to let the guys know that she's there because they could do harm to her. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I'm not revealing that yet. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Nancy in Omro. Nancy, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, go ahead.
I was a dispatcher in a 911 center for 17 years. Always call 911 first. The dispatcher can always call inside the store and warn the people.
Okay. I would imagine that that's what most law enforcement would say. Always call 911 first. In this case, though, Nancy, why create that layer? Why she can call her sister. Why call you and have you call them? Why? Because these guys are already on foot. Headed into the store.
Well, because it gets the cops there faster, they'll send the cops first.
Right, but her sister and their friend can take some type of evasive action immediately if they know he's coming in. You don't agree with that part, huh?
Not really. No.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Paul on the road. Paul, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
Her calling her sister was smart. I guess the only thing, I went to turn the lights on until after I ran them over.
That seems to be the common remedy here is to just run them down. Now, two people have now said that. Are you serious about that?
Yeah, I am.
You are. So you think actually use the vehicle and do them bodily harm. What if you're wrong? What if it's a gag or a stunt and it's not a robbery?
It was a stupid gag or stunt then.
That should potentially cost them their lives or great bodily harm.
Yep.
Okay. I purposely am not necessarily challenging any of these. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Woman's waiting with her infant child outside an electronics store where her sister and friend work. She sees one guy go in and case the place, come back out, and they both put on ski masks. She calls her sister in the store, hey, and simultaneously she hits them with the headlights to let them know they're being watched. I have not yet shared how this turns out. I want to see if you think she did the right or the wrong thing. Ray in Wausau. Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for taking on things like this. First of all, I would have not been anywhere near that mall without a gun. But that's her decision, yep. Not mine. Secondly, I would have called 911 first, then called her sister, and maybe then hit the lights, because by then the sirens should have been ongoing.
And then let the cops deal with it from then. I think that's optimistic, Ray, that you would be hearing sirens in those matter of seconds. I think there are a couple of things here. Thanks a lot for the call. I think whether or not she should have called 911 first is a big one, and I think whether she should have hit them with the headlights. Brian in Green Bay. Brian, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. Hey, I guess what I would have done first was I would have called the sister first. I mean, calling 911 is fine, but like I said, the guys were already on the way in. And your first responsibility is the kid. So get out of there. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. A lot of the guys say run them down and everything else. You don't know if you're going to run one down and they're going to shoot you. The other one's going to shoot you. Or you might hit their car. Or things can happen. Best thing to do is get out of there.
All right, so call the sister, call 911, and get the heck out of there.
As you're leaving, call your sister and call 911.
All right. In fact, thanks for the call. We just got an email. If it was my wife, I would want her to call 911 and get the heck out of there. Take a few more calls on this in 3 minutes and let you know what I think. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 947.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.